Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Hinton. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Porter reaches second base with a double. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hurdle. Here's the throw into the infield and Soderholm is out. Washington scores. Bannister moves to second. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wei then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Naiarodny and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 1 in the game. Wei then is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Hinton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Washington moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hinton covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-2 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. McRae moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Ron Schuler now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Naorodny moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Naorodny moves to third. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for John Way then. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Bannister, who tags Hurdle trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-2 in the game. Naorodny hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-4 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brett moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Royals. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Larry Gura now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, And the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny is 0-for-3 in the game. Naerodny hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Martin now pitching. Junior Moore pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.